comfortably known by Pink Floyd. We have to fade that out, I'm afraid, because we actually do have John Fitzsimons. And as mentioned earlier, he's on drums and percussion from the Irish tribute band to Pink Floyd. They have a forthcoming concert coming up this coming Saturday in the Olympia Theatre. John, how are you? You're keeping well?
Good afternoon, Johnny. Listen, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm keeping great. How are you?
Yeah, brilliant. A very good afternoon to you. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell me about the band, first of all. Tell us about the band. When were you actually set up and how was it set up?
We formed the band about 2 years ago and it's a nine-piece band. We have it's a fantastic band. We have three great backing singers, three of the best female singers in the country, Lorraine Leonard, Paula Size and Louise Carley. We have a saxophone player called Simon Wall. Our lead guitar player and lead singer is Ray Lanigan. We've a second lead guitar player, a guy called Steve Carey. Steve also does backing vocals. And our keyboard player is a guy called Declan Landy. And our bass player is from Selfridge, a fellow called Clifford Evans. So, yeah, we're flying. We've sold out two gigs in the National Concert Hall and we're doing our third concert now this Saturday in the Olympia Theatre. And it'll be great to see some of your listeners along to the gig. You can also get us on, we're very active on social media, so you can get us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that. And, you know, if... Hello?
Yeah, we're grand.
Yeah. Great. And if people send in a request, we get them in the group or whatever. Things are going great, Johnny.
That's great. Wonderful. I believe you're all from all over the place. How did you actually get together? I mean, did you know each other from before?
Yeah, kind of word of mouth.
All right. Okay.
Which is probably the best way to get anything together. But yeah, it's worked out great. We've a 2.5 hour show with unique original animations and videos, which is something, special for our show. They're completely unique to us. We have a friend, a production partner over in Canada who did all those for us. So on top of the music, it's kind of a visual trip as well. We get a lot of feedback about the visual end of our show. But it's working out great.
Wonderful, wonderful. How do you expect Saturday to come about? Are you expecting a full house? Are there any tickets left?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a limited amount of tickets left. We're doing it in conjunction with Pat Egan Management, which we're really proud of. And we've a lot of interest now for 2018, both here and outside the country. So we'd love to see some of your listeners at the gig on Saturday night. And maybe get back to us, give us a bit of feedback, reaction to the gig afterwards, it'd be great.
Absolutely, absolutely. What about your previous gigs, and where exactly were they held and when?
Well, we set the bar kind of high. We started in the National Concert Hall. We've a friend called Paul Hunt, who's been very instrumental in the production end of our show, whatever, and Paul organised our first two gigs in the National Concert Hall, and they've been brilliant. So we decided just to go for it with the first one and the second one, and we went into the National Concert Hall, and it's been brilliant. We've made a lot of friends. We've got great feedback from, both promoters and musicians, which is great for us. We're getting great feedback from musicians and singers about our show and the quality of what we're doing. So, yeah, we're really proud of it.
Okay, lovely, lovely. Packed house, I believe, on both occasions. That's what we heard anyway.
Absolutely. Wonderful. It was great. A great buzz just to walk out on the stage and do this with friends. And we had a great time. It was fantastic.
Oh, that's good. So when you set up initially, why Floyd? Are you all Pink Floyd fans?
Huge Pink Floyd fans.
Oh, right. Okay.
Huge Pink Floyd fans. We we're all involved. We've all been involved in music from the time we were, kids. And, there's a huge passion there for the music, for Floyd music. So, that's something we bring to music as well. We're all fans, first and foremost, we're fans. So, there's a lot of thought, a lot of detail goes into what we do, and we think that comes across in the music and in the show. And certainly, judging by the reaction we're getting from people, and new friends we have on social media, it seems to be working, which is fantastic. But there's huge interest here in the country for Pink Floyd, and it seems to be getting better year on year. So,
may it continue.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Yeah,
absolutely. Did you ever meet any of them, the band members from Pink Floyd, or have any contact with them?
Well, it's great. We have, I kind of look after the social media end of things, and Nick Mason has retweeted a lot of our stuff. We got 15,000 views of a couple of our different tweets purely through him. We've been in touch with David Gilmour's wife, Polly Sampson. She's been very supportive.
And, oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic for us. And a lot of other musicians. We have people in our Facebook group like Theo Travis, who's David Gilmour's solo band. He was picking last year. Theo's the saxophone player with that band. So, we get all that kind of feedback as well. So it's really motivating us to keep the show growing, every time. And it's great fun. It's fantastic music, and we're really enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm sure that yourself and probably nearly all band members have been to Pink Floyd gigs in the past.
We've all been to, we've seen, Roger Waters. We've been to see David Gilmour gigs or whatever. Fantastic. I mean, the fact that David Gilmour and Roger Waters are still releasing material and still gigging is great as well. It just keeps the interest up, but they're still writing powerful music, and it just rekindles the interest here with Floyd fans,
Yeah.
So, all good.
Oh, all good. That's great. Future gigs. What have you got in mind for 2018? You did touch on that earlier, I know, but anything specific on the cards?
We've huge plans for the band, Johnny. And, what we advise people to do is, if you get us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we have a YouTube channel, we have a website. If they stay posted to any of our social media platforms, we keep people informed of what we're doing. But the future's looking really, really good for the show. So, we're delighted with the response we're getting from, from everyone.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Did you say to us that there will be two missing band members for this coming Saturday? Is that right?
Oh God, no.
No. You have all nine. You have all nine.
No. You might have. You're probably confusing me with another band, Johnny.
No.
Certainly, we've a nine. We've the full lineup for everything.
You've the full lineup. And, okay. That's great. That's wonderful. Okay.
Absolutely. And we bring that. It's a full production every time we go on stage. So nine members, huge light and sound show, and just looking forward to getting everyone to the gig.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures on your Facebook from the setup, and the lights, the choreography, etc. is just it's there's no word to describe it. It's just like being at a Pink Floyd concert.
I'm sure I speak on behalf of the band and saying thank you very much for that, Johnny. We're constantly working on it, so the show will keep developing as we go along. Musically, with set lists, we've options with all of the back catalogue, and we're continually working on the visuals. So people will see the development of the band now, for the next couple of years and, into the future. It's just going great.
That's great. You have a Facebook page, but you also have a group page where people can actually join the group and get notifications of everything.
We've 12,500 people in that group, and that's happened really, really quickly. So, people, if they want to log on and just send in a request, we've kept it a closed group. So, come in, they're genuine Floyd fans. We've built up relationships and friendships with people all over the world. We have people coming from America, Scotland, the UK, Europe to this gig at the weekend, and that happened the last time as well, purely through what we do on social media. So it's working on many levels.
That's great. That's great. Well, John, just before we finish up, how can if anybody wants to buy a ticket, how do they go about it? They have two days now.
Yeah, they can contact Ticketmaster, or they can contact the Olympia box office, or they can go on to our Facebook page, Visions of Floyd, the Irish Floyd Show, and they can click on the links that are on the page, and it'll bring them straight to those two sites.
Okay. Okay, that's fantastic. John, it was great having you with us, and I'm wishing you the band all the success, the best of success in the future, and have a great night on Saturday.
I'll pass on your regards to everyone. Thank you very much, Johnny.
Yeah, hopefully I'll see you there. Okay.
Fantastic, thank you.
Okay, thanks again. All the best now. Take care.
Cheers.
See you, John. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.